You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
KC metro area added 643 new COVID-19 cases yesterday, breaking the previous record of 605 new cases set 5 days ago. It's shocking that we're going in the wrong direction as it relates to cases, all while a video yesterday of a doctor saying that she has cured over 300 people utilizing the hydroxychloroquine. Many social media companies took that down, said it was false and misleading, including some doctors right here in the Kansas City area.
I saw the video.
Chief Medical Officer of the University of Kansas Health System said, quote, "It was disappointing to see our colleagues naturally get up on the steps in D.C. and say stuff that's just so far off."
Very, very dangerous. I'm glad that those sites took that video down, because I just don't believe it.
One of the doctors in the video, Dr. Stella Emanuel, said we don't need masks. There is a cure. And again, cited hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and Zithromax. She claimed none have died. This is the thing about social media that disappoints me. It's because most people, if you see that come across your feed, let me not say most people, some people will believe it without even clicking to read further, without doing any research whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. And that's the dangerous part. What if you get people out here that they want to go out and perhaps research it and do it on their own?
People have done that. When Donald Trump talked about hydroxychloroquine, there were several people who poisoned themselves using that. You know, there's social media is awesome. It's made the world smaller. Mm-hmm. You get to see what's happening all over this country and the world. There are big benefits. People have had whole businesses start here on social media, and people have been able to become millionaires by amassing followers, whatever, and using their platforms that way. But it also is a dangerous side.
Very dangerous.
Where misinformation can be spread, and it spreads like wildfire. Mm-hmm. And in our community, that's even more dangerous because of the repercussions of what this disease has meant for us financially, physically, emotionally.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
620, look for highs in the lower 80s. Heavy thunderstorms coming our way right now. Your cloudy is 75 in KCK. Shade, what's popping?
Did I ever tell you I taught Tom Joyner how to do radio?
Well, we all know that's a lie.
What you mean?
He was doing it before you was even a grown woman, so it's unbelievable.
I mean, why I can't say my truth? You don't.
Yeah, alright.
Well, Bobby Brown says that he taught the king of pop, Michael Jackson, how to moonwalk.
I had just came from Alabama learning how to do the moonwalk, and Michael asked me to show him how to moonwalk.
Wait a minute. Are you insinuating that you taught Michael Jackson how to moonwalk?
This is how the moonwalk was formed. Mm. Michael Jackson.
Bobby, you taught Michael how to moonwalk?
He perfected it, but I taught him how to do it.
Wow. I can believe that. I think it's totally believable. Bobby was very popular back in 83, 84 when this moonwalk first appeared on the Motown 25 special. So I can believe that.
But you don't believe I taught?
No, I don't. No, I don't. Nobody's gonna believe that, Jay. Hey, come on. Hey. My two favorites. I love it when they link up.
WeTV has pushed back the premiere date for Tamar Braxton's new show, Get Your Life. The show will now premiere on September 10th as Tamar is hopefully recovering.
Mm-hmm. That's the right decision.
Yeah. Yeah. Kanye West filed paperwork to appear on New Jersey's ballot. Looking to be president. He submitted petitions with 1,327 signatures. In New Jersey, the requirement for independent candidates to file for president is 800 signatures.
He's a bum.
He's already submitted the paperwork for Illinois, Oklahoma, and of course, right here in Fair, Missouri. Mm-hmm. He needed 10,000 signatures to get on that ballot, but they're checking it now to make sure that these are valid, and the folks have to be registered voters. And from what I understand, they gathered these outside of a shopping mall, these signatures.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
So many of the people may not be registered voters.
This man was a bona fide scrub.
I just don't take this seriously at all. I really have my own little conspiracies, but I'll save that for another day.
Terry Crews has made some controversial comments once again. Have you heard about this?
No.
There's a racial slur that begins with a C and ends with an O, an N.
Wow.
And he said that he wants to make a new acronym for that, saying conquer our own negativity.
This man was a bona fide scrub.
What is wrong with people these days? Why would you do that? The history of that word?
This was in response to what he thinks of Black Lives Matter and the push.
My man need a wake-up call. Both of them. The last two people you done talked about, they need to get up out of that.
Big name musicians are calling for politicians to stop using their music at their rallies. Mm-hmm. Rolling Stones, Neil Young, they about to sue Donald Trump over using their songs during his campaign stumps.
Just like anything else, right? Copyright issues. Y'all need to ask for permission too.
Mick Jagger, Steven Tyler, Lionel Richie, R.E.M., Blondie, Pearl Jam, Sheryl Crow, Sia, Green Day, all signed a letter saying, look, man, reach out to us before you try to add our music into your rallies. We want to make sure that we're in support of what you're talking about.
Yeah, because that oftentimes those acts can be associated with a certain candidate that they don't want to be associated with. But what song would you have Trump come out to? I know I got one.
No music. I'm not helping him do nothing.
Just silence.
I don't help him do nothing. Okay, so I don't have a song.
I'll play this
to give him.
Hey. You need to go ask KRS-One for permission for that. I'm pretty sure he'll get a swift hell no.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the morning grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad though?
The reason I'm mad is, say somebody called you, you missed a call, you call them back, and then it goes to voicemail. Well, they're trying to call you back, then they get mad at you because you can't click over because you on their voicemail, leaving a voicemail, and then if you click over, then you on their phone, and then inside of everybody's phone. Mm. So they mad at you. And it's like, hey, I'm leaving you a message, I'm calling you back, but we can't tie up everybody's phone.
So who you been playing phone tag with?
That's a good one. That ain't why I'm mad. I'm just mad because the cell phone won't let you click over and hang up the, you know, get off the personal American machine.
Well, mystery man, call her back, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He ain't got to. I'm good.
Oh, man. All right, have a good day.
Hey, y'all have a good day, and I love y'all. Y'all bring my morning.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Tomorrow, a virtual voting discussion. We'll talk about the items on the ballot for August 4th's primary. Both sides of the border, Kansas and Missouri, will be discussed. If you've got questions about what's appearing on the ballot, make sure you tune in on Hot 103 Jam's Facebook Live for a wonderful discussion.
Shay Moore and Julie Jones gonna hold it down.
Yeah, we're gonna do our thing. Man, if I got a $500 million bag, what would I buy?
I know it has to do with some KitchenAid.
No, you already bought that for me a couple years ago. I don't need that anymore.
They don't have other stuff you can buy?
Nah, I don't need it.
Okay.
I was thinking about, you know, I've always wanted a fur. Probably.
Guns and butter, baby.
Huh?
Guns and butter.
What does that mean?
Really? Okay, it's buying things that appreciates versus depreciate. Don't buy a car, but buy a house.
Well, Patrick Mahomes took his $500 million and bought into the Kansas City Royals.
Wow. You know, I think he has a plan. I think that Pat Mahomes wants to conquer every sport. So this is just his attempt to conquer baseball like he did in college. So he's going to sign himself to a minor league contract.
He's got a love for the sport, and he was actually very good, followed in the footsteps of his dad, and then decided, let me just concentrate on football.
Yeah, to live the life of Pat Mahomes. My man is 24 years old and has the keys to an entire city. Amazing.
He said in a statement, I love this town and the people of this great town. This opportunity allows me to deepen my roots in the community. No.
Do we have enough time to run Wasp?
I kind of sound like DMX.
You do.
I got to work on it because I got love for this kid, for real. So much so that last year we created an entire song for this guy.
Pat Mahomes. Pat Mahomes,
you got them touchdown throws, touchdown throws.
Pat Mahomes, Pat Mahomes,
you got them touchdown throws, touchdown
throws. Now you know we rep the 816 and 913, Arrowhead, land of the free and home of the Chiefs is where Patrick is the postman, delivering touchdowns like the dope man and leave the team hopeless. 480-602s, he send them weak-ass cards. Cardinals, IOUs, Tyreek grab the camera and we get sly. We jump out the metro and we can meet outside. So control your defense and keep your knees bent, cause ain't no telling what play Andy Reid sent. Might go deep, we might run, slice you up, beef on bun. You can try the game plan, but it ain't gonna work, cause Mahomes is breaking records and going berserk. Now watch your offense put seven more on the board. Look out, we got another score.
Pat Mahomes, Pat Mahomes,
he got them touchdown throws, touchdown throws.
Pat Mahomes, Pat Mahomes,
he got them touchdown throws, touchdown throws.
You like my bass?
See that Adam's album.
Excuse me, sir.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Second annual Wyandotte County Expungement Fair will be taking place next week. Be talking to District Attorney Mark Dupree tomorrow, Brian. Tell us how folks can get their records expunged. Over 300 people were helped last year, and they're going to do it again this year.
Love that. Pay attention, y'all.
A video has been circulating. I think it's staged for drama, Brian, just because I can't even imagine how this could be possible. So you see a couple, an older lady sitting in the front seat of a vehicle, and the couple is arguing about who should sit in the front. The woman says that she's the wife, she should be in the front, and the husband is trying to tell her, hey, this is my mom.
Like, why are you up here in the front seat? And I get that that's your mom and everything, but like, you're going to the back, right?
No, absolutely not.
Why? What are you talking about? I'm your wife. Are you serious right now?
Okay, calm down.
We gotta keep having these type of conversations. Down. Every time I link up with your mother, it's always a problem.
Oh,
I'm
are you still here?
I'm always gonna be.
Okay,
here.
But go to the back. Seat. No, babe, babe, babe. I'm your wife.
Wowzers.
I wish she would.
But this is an age-old question. I saw a meme before of folks asking, do you serve your husband first or the kids? Is there a order of how things should go?
I think that this is really petty, but I grew up on the fact of you cater to the older folks.
Yes.
That was always my thing. So the older folks always gotten to sit in the front or whatever they wanted to sit. But you're not finna disrespect my mama. I don't care who you are. Wife, son, nephew, niece, whatever. That's one lady. You're not gonna disrespect my wife or my mama. Period.
So you would get in the middle of that?
Absolutely. And tell the wife she was wrong. And it was the way that she went about it too. That has a lot to do with it. I felt like it was, the demeanor was disrespectful, the tone was disrespectful. Like, you couldn't have settled this a better way.
What do you think about this? Is there an order? Does mom come before wife? Wife come before mom?
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:21. Look for highs in the lower 80s. More thunderstorms coming our way. Right now, you're 77 and cloudy in Blue Springs. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Leo friends.
Oh, yeah. Come on. It's Leo season.
I'm a Leo. Rawr, rawr, king of the jungle.
We the kings and queens.
Producer and member of Gnarls Barkley, Danger Mouse. Yo, this used to be my song.
Does that make me crazy?
It definitely fits.
Does that make me crazy? Possibly.
He's 43 years old today.
Well, it ain't no possible.
Quiet yourself. member of Boyz II Men, Y.A. Morris, is 47.
Yes!
Come on, Ryan!
The sound I hear when you're with me, express the way that you feel
and you say. Look at you with the background.
I was just slow dragging back then. God. I wasn't even in the world.
You better put some respect on Day Day's name.
Oh, that's who that is.
Yeah.
I went right past it. I didn't know who that was. He's 28.
You. Happy birthday to all my Leos born on July 29th. What's up, Duck?
So Megan Thee Stallion fans have created a change.org petition to have Tory Lanez deported back to his home country of Canada for allegedly shooting her. More than 15,000 signatures have been collected as of yesterday. And the petition reads, deport Tory Lanez, Daystar Peterson, that's his real name, back to Canada and ban him from coming to America forever. This little 5'3 man with a big ego has contributed nothing to the American economy and promotes violence and violence against women. Furthermore, he should be banned from the United States forever for intentionally trying to harm Megan Thee Stallion. Send him back to Canada ASAP.
Yeah. Well, they got a point.
When you commit, but they haven't gone to court yet.
They haven't. And he is still allegedly.
Until he's proven guilty.
But if true.
This is yet early.
It's early, but if it's true though, going and going back, dog. That's better than the United States right now, to be honest.
I spent a lot of time in Toronto.
Let's be honest.
I did a party there every weekend for over a year. Anyway, Rihanna and Lizzo are sending their love to Megan Thee Stallion. They posted a pic with flowers and card from Rihanna that read, wishing you a full and speedy recovery, Meg. Just know you got a whole crew over here sending good vibes your way. Love, Rihanna and the Fenty Corp gang.
Lizzo, I love you. What the hell?
This whole thing is filled up full of Lucas and my favorite shit. Come on.
What's Lucas?
I don't know what that is. It looked like, it honestly looked like some edibles, but I can't confirm that. But I'm glad
find out what Lucas is.
I'm glad she's on the road to recovery, though.
Definitely.
She shouldn't have gone through that.
So Rick Ross and 2 Chainz are set to be the next participants in the Versus battle.
Wow. I am a big fan of both of these guys, but I'm going to be honest with you. This ain't fair for 2 Chainz. Rick Ross, his catalog in the past 14 years or so, I don't know who
Maybach music.
I don't know who matches up with his. Man, look, 2 Chainz gonna get washed, and I love Chainz, but he out of his league on this one.
It's going down next Thursday, 7 p.m. Central on IG and Apple Music. I'll be in attendance.
I'll be front and center with you.
So Bow Wow is going at Timbaland neck for saying that he doesn't have 20 hits to do a versus battle.
Yeah, and that's just simply not true. Damn. Bow Wow got a song with Destiny's Child. You know about that? Jumpin' remix?
I can't.
For real?
Really? I don't remember that.
Fam, I'm pulling it up.
I don't remember that.
And the club is jumpin'.
Well, Bow Wow said, "You've been drinking too much Ciroc. 20. Timbo, you better stop playing with me. I can give you 10 before I hit my third album. The Bow Wow era was nothing to play with. I'm going to let the people tell you about me, though."
Oh, boy.
Oh, I remember this now. Dang, I ain't heard this song in forever. I remember this now. What year was this?
99, 2000, somewhere around there. Probably 2000. Yeah. And the cup is jumping.
I forgot all about that.
Bow Wow got hits, fam. All right. Let's be clear on that. He can compete with a lot of people with this versus battle. But I can't wait for Chainz and Rick Ross coming up next week.
No doubt.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Gotta thank Congressman Emanuel Cleaver for agreeing to talk with us about his personal friend, deceased civil rights leader John Lewis.
Very thankful and grateful. Can't wait.
It's coming up at 7:52. Make sure you're in position. Relationships are complicated. Relationships between mothers and daughters, sons and mothers, brothers and sisters, husbands and wives. It's a video that's been circulating on socials. I saw it yesterday. A woman and her husband are arguing over who should sit in the front seat of the vehicle.
Like, why are your feet in the front seat? And I get that that's your mom and everything, but like, you're going to the back, right?
No, absolutely not.
Why? What are you talking about? I'm your wife. Are you serious right now?
I think this is staged.
Oh, it's definitely staged. It is. Who has a phone just ready to record from the beginning to the end like that? It's usually, if it's fake, it's usually in the middle of something. All right, so let me preface this by saying, yes, the wives come first. It says that in the Bible, that's the oath you take before everybody in your family and your friends when you get married. My thing is this disrespect. It's the tact of it all on the wives' behalf. I didn't like that at all. You're not finna disrespect my mama like that.
What do you think about this?
The son is in the wrong.
Why do you say that?
It's clear those two had a history probably for a while because she mentions that they've had problems before, but I think he put her in that situation, and maybe he could have went about getting her an Uber or something. It's clear those two clearly fight, but he could have did something else with those two. It looked like they were going to be firecrackers regardless, but he could have definitely not had them riding together ever.
All right, what's your name?
My name is Kat.
Thank you so much for calling up and sharing with us today.
Thank you. Y'all have a good day.
You too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Shay, I cannot believe we got this opportunity to talk with the former Kansas City mayor and Congressman Emmanuel Cleaver.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. How are you doing this morning?
Think I'm going to make it.
I'm glad to hear that because we can't take any more right now. We need a little safe space right now to protect our elders and those who have paved the way for us.
Yeah.
Of course, you are aware of the passing of John Lewis, and we just wanted to talk with you a little bit about what you experienced with your colleague and what this time is feeling like as a congressman yourself.
John Lewis is a special person. John Lewis was born in Alabama and went off to college in Nashville and got involved in the sit-in. Many people listen to the broadcast may not realize that the lunch counter sit-ins where African-Americans would come and sit at the counters and were beaten began in Nashville, Tennessee. 98% of all those people were students in college at Tennessee State, primarily. And then he sent a letter to Dr. King because he wanted to force an enrollment. He would be enrolled at one of the universities around Troy, Alabama, where he was born. And Dr. King said, let's talk about it, and sent him a round-trip bus ticket on Greyhound from Troy, Alabama to Montgomery, Alabama. And there, Dr. King and John Lewis created a lifetime friendship, partnership. But Dr. King never called him John Lewis. He called him the boy from Troy for the rest of his life. And I'll connect that to me in just a second. But John Lewis was special. You know, he was beaten not just on the Edmund Pettus Bridge, but he was beaten almost unconscious in Nashville and in South Carolina. You know, it's almost as if John was saying, paraphrasing one of our great heroes, he said, I only regret that I have only one skull to give for my people. His skull was cracked. It showed the signs of that crack all the way up to his death. I met John in 1974 at the Pilgrim Baptist Church in Birmingham, Alabama. And we met in the vestibule. He was walking by, and I saw him, and I was trembling. I was just coming out of seminary. And I said, Mr. Lewis, how are you? And he turned around, and he said, oh, hello, young brother. And this is amazing. I have never, and we've been friends over 35, 40 years, I've never, ever heard John Lewis call me anything but young brother. The last thing he said to me walking down the aisle in the Capitol 2.5 months ago was, how you doing today, young brother? I've been teasing people as I was making speeches. I said, you know, I'm a little embarrassed because I don't think John Lewis knows my name. You know, I'm young brother. And Martin Luther King always called him the boy from Troy.
Talking with Congressman Emmanuel Cleaver about his personal relationship with deceased civil rights leader John Lewis, who passed away after a battle with pancreatic cancer. Congressman Cleaver, how did you find out about John Lewis's illness?
About 10 weeks ago, his chief of staff came to me and said, hey, Rev, I need to talk to you confidentially. So, which I played that role on the Hill quite a bit with members of Congress and staffers. So we went outside and he said, look, this is just you and me. I'm just talking to you as a pastor. And he said, my boss has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. And man, you know, I mean, that stunned me. But I maintained that the confidentiality, and it was very hard to do that. I wanted everybody to say prayers for John Lewis. And then about 2 weeks later, he decided that he would make it known publicly. At first, he didn't want to do chemotherapy or anything else, but eventually he was talked into it. He handled it well all the way down to the end, but wanted to tell people how humble he was. Nobody would ever imagine a guy with all of his accomplishments that he made that he would be shy, but he was all the way up to the end. But we were in Australia on a boat, and we had gone out to the coral reef, the white reef that's beautiful. And so people were deciding to swim. John Lewis could not swim. And so he was teased early on when he crossed the Edmund Pettus Bridge that all those Alabama troopers had to do was throw he and some of the leaders in the march, like Jose Williams, over into the water. They could have done a lot more damage than those billy clubs because neither of them could swim.
Right.
So we're in Australia, and he jumps in the water at the urging of some of the security people who were already in the water. He couldn't swim a lick, but he trusted them, and they held him up. He wanted to be able to say that he, you know, went swimming in the ocean, which he did. I had John here in Kansas City a number of times. He's preached at our church, and he was here to get the Truman Good Neighbor Award and various other events. And he was a remarkable person. His family, it was always amazing to me. Nobody called him John. They called him Robert. And, his friends called him John. Dr. King called him the boy from Troy. But his family and all the people in his hometown called him Robert, which is his middle name. John Robert Lewis. At once, when I started to try to convert, I just couldn't do it. So I called him Robert, but it just didn't work. I have a great hole in my heart. He was a lion, and people said, well, he didn't roar. And I said, yeah, but lions don't walk around on the plains of Africa announcing, I'm a lion. Everybody starts running. They know what he is. His last public act was to go out and join the young people at Black Lives Matter Square in Washington, D.C. And he went out there with a cane. He was feeble and encouraged the young people to keep the fight going. He urged them, you got to do it nonviolently, because he internalized nonviolence. And he's an amazing human being. I wish everybody in the world could have a chance to have all these years with him that I was fortunate and blessed to have.
Wow. We are so grateful that you shared these personal stories about John Lewis. Of course, we learned about him in our books, but to think about him as a human being in the way that you've done, we're so grateful for it. Thank you for representing our city for so many years and being the man that you are.
Well, thank you. It was good to be here with you. If anybody got a little bit more information about John Lewis, then it certainly was worth it, because he was a major human being, and every African-American and every American, frankly, ought to be proud of John Lewis, John Robert Lewis.
Former Kansas City Mayor and Congressman Emmanuel Cleaver. Thank you for joining us on The Morning Grind. Have a good one.
All right. Blessings.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
820 today. Look for highs in the lower 80s. Thunderstorms coming our way. Right now, you're cloudy in 78 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
As NFL training camp opened yesterday, there was news that players have decided against playing this season. Mm. Now, the players who opt out of the coronavirus affected season will get $150,000 stipend if it's voluntary, or $350,000 if it's for pre-existing medical reasons. Several key members of the New England Patriots are opting out. Some players for the Bills, our very own Laurent Duvernay-Tardif,
the doctor
of the Kansas City Chiefs, has decided to sit this one out and continue working up in Vancouver, Canada as an orderly. Also, Minnesota Vikings defensive tackle Michael Pierce and Baltimore Ravens kick returner DeAnthony Thomas will all sit out.
Former Chief. I saw this coming. And these players have a lot of family that they look after. And that's something you got to consider. If you catch it on the field, and you go home to your wife and kids, and then they catch it, you're going to feel awful about it. So I respect it.
Shouts out to Mackenzie Scott, the ex-wife of Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. She has donated $1.7 billion to charity.
Mm.
And she said that she was very intentional about the organizations that she gave this money to. She wanted to make sure that there was diversity in not only just the working, but in the executive offices. She wanted people of color. She wanted women to be represented. And she actually gave quite a bit of money to Howard University, Xavier University, and Hampton University, all HBCUs.
Oh, wow. Love that. Love it. Love it. Now, here's my next question, though. How much money has Jeff Bezos and Amazon given?
A lot.
Okay.
They've given a lot.
All right.
And she got $38 billion during that divorce.
Putting it to good use.
I think I could have.
Oh, here you go. Dreaming.
$38 billion.
Here you go. Well, what you would have done?
I would have done something strange for that change. I'm telling you.
Oh, my God. Like what?
Something strange for that change.
But what's strange?
Don't worry
though?
About it. You ain't got it, so you don't need to know.
How you know I ain't got it?
You ain't got $38 billion. Joel Santana has been hit with a $33,000 lien over unpaid maintenance fees on his New Jersey condo.
Ain't he locked up?
that don't mean the bills don't still come.
How do you expect them to pay it?
It's none of their business. He signed for this thing. You think just because you get locked up, you ain't got to pay these people no more?
Cool. All right, when they get $1 million worth of Zuzumas and Wham Whams in their office, then what?
He got a whole girlfriend, lady wife, whatever she is to him, Kimbella. Right?
You don't know the relationship status.
I don't care a lot. I mean, so it's like, So you better stream some Jewel so we can give him a couple dollars.
Yeah, I'll throw him some Dipset. What's happening?
A couple $2-3 to help him out with his situation. So, Bobby Brown.
Uh-oh. My dog. Who you was hating on earlier this morning, too.
No, I'm not hating, but it's convenient that Michael Jackson is now deceased for over 10 years and cannot verify this story. But he said on Fat Joe's podcast that he taught the illustrious Michael Jackson how to moonwalk.
I had just came from Alabama learning how to do the moonwalk, and Michael asked me to show him how to moonwalk.
Wait a minute. Are you insinuating that you taught Michael Jackson how to moonwalk?
This is how the moonwalk was formed, Michael Jackson.
Bobby, you taught Michael how to moonwalk?
He perfected it, but I taught him how to do it.
Hey, come on, y'all. I can believe that.
I taught Mary J. Blige how to rock her hair in blonde.
I can believe that, too, because y'all rocking the same way.
I taught Wendy Williams everything she know. She older than me.
Uh-huh.
I taught J-Lo how to dance like a fly girl in the beginning of In Living Color.
So you're saying that this is impossible at all? He messed with the man's sister.
I'm just saying it's convenient that now that he's dead 10 years in the grave, that you now say on the Instagram podcast that you taught.
All right, so y'all know
the king of pop.
I'm a big Bobby Brown and big Michael Jackson fan. But let me be honest though. On the there was a special that Spike Lee did with Michael Jackson. And the actual guy that taught him the moonwalk, according to this guy, was you know the dancer from Shalimar, the taller guy?
No.
You don't know who that
is? How do you know who that is?
Because he was on Soul Train all the time. Why he was a Soul Train dancer. How do you not know?
I can't. What?
How do you not know this?
The dancer for Shalimar
fans? Like, yeah, it was, you know, it was three. It was Howard
Hewitt.
This is
not our, like, age raising.
So, I still love Shalimar. You don't listen to Shalimar?
Yes, I listen to Shalimar, but I don't know who the dancer was.
You know who Howard Hewitt is, right?
Yes.
You know who Jody Wiley is, right?
Yes.
You know the other guy then. The other guy's the dancer. That's all you need to know.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
This is Janine.
All right, let's see what you got.
And I'm with romantic lights. You mean a lot to me so many ways.
Have I told you I loved you?
You better sing it.
Lately.
Hey.
Have I told you you still mean the world to me? Have I told you I loved you?
Break it down.
I'll be your wishing well. Tell me what you want.
Hey.
She's singing for that mortgage payment. The first gonna be here in just a matter of days.
You can get paid. You just register yourself for a shot at $1,000 of stimulus gift cards, all right?
Thank you. I finally got in.
Janine, what station's live, local, and lit?
Hot 103 Jam.
I wanna break it down.
Listen now through August 13th for your chance to win $1,000 in stimulus gift cards.
Listen and win.
Yes, sir.
Get ready to win. Activate, swipe, and spend.
Spend and go.
Celebrating 70 years.
We was made with purpose. We was made with purpose. Let me say it again. We was made with purpose.
Hot 103 Jam.
Making that real money.
The Morning Grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. RJ. Powered by PRA Health Sciences and Hot 103 Jam.
Jams.
The research on the dangers of chronic stress is plentiful, but for some reason, many of us are still allowing stress to take over our lives. Here's a refresher. According to medical doctors on Insider.com, small doses of stress are fine, but chronic stress is a different type of animal. Stress isn't something that just happens in your head. The effects react almost every part of your body. Stress is the way your body responds to potential dangers. When your brain notices a threat, it signals the rest of your body in order to help you escape threats. The problem is that most stress is not because of actual threats, but instead is due to what you're thinking. It's due to what's in your head. What you're thinking affects how you're feeling, and how you feel affects what you do. Chronic stress ruins your sleep. When you're sleep deprived, you make worse food choices. And if you're pregnant, stress can harm your baby. It can also wreak havoc on your hormones. Stress can make acne worse. Stress can damage your heart. Stress compromises your immune system. Stress can trigger depression. Stress can make your digestive system go haywire. I could go on and on and on about the negative effects of stress, but hopefully this is enough factual information to encourage you to eliminate unnecessary stress in your life. You can start by only worrying about the things you can control. Until next time, be well. This is Dr. RJ on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine for your Wellness Wednesday on Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.